Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
3 years ago, Sean McVay named you as the toughest defensive coordinator to go against in his mind. What makes him so tough to go against?
He's got a great offense that he has great command of, and he's a really good play caller during the game. You know, he can change gears on you at a moment's notice, and he's one of the top play callers in the league for sure, you know, without a doubt.
The voice of Vic Fangio talking about Sean McVay. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. Confident, nervous, where do you come down? Eagles, Rams on Sunday. Hugh's confident. I do have a lot of nerves about the game. I think this is going to be a close one. Kyle, way overconfident there. We got to get to our Twitter poll in a second here. But Hugh, what this matchup is really as good as it gets. Fangio, of the last 30 years, has been right there as one of the top defensive minds in the league. And McVay has shown now over 8 years, two different quarterbacks. He's really good at calling plays. Like, this is a great matchup between those two.
Yeah, so much so that there was a lot of assistance for Sean McVay that got jobs rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And like you pointed out the other day, he's not that old. Hasn't been in the league that long. So, yeah, he's one of the brilliant minds in the NFL. And there was even talk whether or not he was thinking about retiring when Aaron Donald retired.
Some thought he would go to Amazon.
Yeah. He didn't do any of that, man. So, yeah, he's a good coach, man. He's a really, really good coach. Matthew Stafford, a lot of people feel that with his Super Bowl win that he's a Hall of Fame quarterback now. But like I said, I think that their game is predicated on more passing than anything. That's, you know, when you think about the Super Bowl win, that's basically what they were missing. He was the missing piece to help get them over the hump. So, you know, there's that. But going into this game, I don't think the weather is going to permit them to be the dynamic offense or the prolific offense that they want to be. You know, you talk about Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua out there and their Higbee, the tight end. Mm-hmm. I don't think this weather is going to be, you know, favorable for what they want to try to do.
So I went back and looked. So McVay and Fangio have faced off five times. The most famous one was 2018. That was the year the Rams made the Super Bowl. I think they were like 11-1. They were scoring 40s and 50s. Their offense that year was kind of like the Lions this year. They were the best offense. They went to Chicago in a Sunday night game in December, and Fangio's defense shut them down. It kind of led the blueprint for Belichick to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. So that's like the most famous one.
Mm-hmm.
But I went back and looked. I wanted to see like who's really won this when they faced off. So they faced off five times. So Fangio's won three of the battles. His team has won three times. McVay's won two times. They faced off early when McVay was the coordinator of the then Redskins, then now the Commodores in Washington. So McVay lost the first time to Fangio in 2014. That was when Fangio was still with the Niners. Next couple times, McVay got him when he was in Washington and Fangio had went to Chicago. And then Fangio got him back in 2018, Bears-Rams. And then they didn't face off again until this year when they faced in November. And obviously Fangio won that. So the advantage has gone to Fangio. It's 3-2 in the five games. So we'll see how game number six plays out between these two. Now, one element that's different this time than the last time we saw them in November is we don't have N'Kobe Dean. Let's hear Jason McCourt of ESPN talking about N'Kobe's absence in this matchup here.
You watched that last game and you watched N'Kobe Dean and the impact he has. I met with Zach Bond earlier this season and asked him about N'Kobe Dean. He said, listen, he doesn't get the praise that I've gotten this season. He said he wears the green dot. He is the leader of this defense.
Yep.
So it's a great point. Oren Burks has done a good job filling in. He just doesn't have the same feel as N'Kobe Dean when he's flying downhill. And I love the point you made about the negative plays, because when I looked at that game for the Rams, they were on schedule when Stafford was getting the ball out quick. And we saw them this past week against the Vikings where it was those intermediate routes and being able to get the ball down the field. That first game versus Philly, when he was successful, it was passes under 15 yards and getting the ball out right now because of the way the Philadelphia Eagles play defense. Off coverage, two high safeties.
Yeah.
Now when you get the ball out quick, it forces to move them up. The plus 15-yard pass, one of them was a 27-yard pass with a minute and 12 left when the game was already over.
Yeah.
So if you want to stay out of those situations, let Stafford throw it on first down.
All right, Hugh, what do you think McVay's going to try to do to get N'Kobe's spot in trouble, whether it be Burks, whether it's Trotter? You think they're going to throw to the backs out of the backfield?
They probably will. You'll probably try to spread them out if you want to and try to put one of them in coverage and try to get them that way. And if you do that, then you're basically in a passing formation, and now you're letting these Eagles defenders get after you a little bit. It's going to be interesting, man, because a lot of times, you know, in order to do that, you're going to have to, you know, go four or five wides and then use the running back, probably put him in motion and get him out of there. And you're emptying the backfield, so that means that, you know, the guy's going to pin their ears back and get after you. I don't know if they want to take those chances. I think that, you know, on our side, Coach Fangio is going to do a pretty good job of disguising or trying to help whomever is going to be out there playing linebacker and keep them, you know, from being exposed, because he's done a pretty good job of that. You know, when you talk about the way that N'Kobe Dean has played, I mean, he's a good cover guy, but he ain't the greatest guy in coverage.
Ross Tucker said that to us earlier this week, too. Yeah, like, that's not his strength as much as stopping the run.
Yeah, so, but, you know, and you like the fact that N'Kobe really flashed when he was playing downhill. And he's making plays in the hole. So that's what you hope that these other linebackers can bring to the table, and they have enough instincts to know what to do in certain passing situations. And I think they do.
So Josh Jacobs on Sunday had three catches for 40 yards. I would think that they're going to try to attack, whether it be Trot or Burks in there, and throw to the back. The other thing that happened this past Sunday is the Eagles missed more tackles in the game Sunday against the Packers than they had in a while. They got to clean that up. I mean, that's not – Hugh, they had been for like 3 months, like the best tackling team we've seen around here in a long time. I don't know if last Sunday was
rusty.
Russ, N'Kobe going out.
Yeah, okay. A little bit of rust. It just was more prevalent with the quarterback as it was to anybody else, because, you know, he's the guy that we focus on for the most part. So we looked at him, and we kind of harped on that more than anything this week.
Oh, you mean the rust all around?
Yeah, rust all around.
Yeah, I mean, that could have been it. Well, hopefully that's cleaned up, because they there's little things that could keep this or make this close, however you feel about it. Like, instead of a tackle on third and three to get him off the field, he breaks a tackle, Kyren Williams. They have a first down, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, we didn't get the ball back. Like, little things that they need to make sure they do well that they didn't do as well last week.
Yeah, I think they'll shore that up. They'll be fine.
The N'Kobe thing, in my opinion, is a huge deal. Not necessarily this week, though, for me. Like, I guess
Jahmyr Gibbs next week?
Well, yeah. Like, I would worry about it 10 times more against Ben Johnson in that dome, against Gibbs. Montgomery's going to be back.
Fast track.
That, to me, presents a massive problem. Like, while I think McVay, under normal circumstances, would be able to exploit that kind of thing, I just don't think that's... I don't know. Like I said, I don't think the Rams' offense is going to be that able to really get off the ground much in this game.
Mm. Well, I hope you're right about that. And if they're not, the Eagles will be okay. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling more about the matchup versus the Rams? It is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Confident or nervous, 73% confident in the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. Only 27%, Hugh Douglas, are nervous. 73% confidence.
No, that's good. That's good. I mean, you should be. I mean, if this game plays out the way that we think is going to play out and they do the things that we know they've done in the past, this should be a no-brainer. I'm not saying what the score is going to be right now. I think it's going to be a really good game. Hmm. But I think the Eagles prevail in this.
So I was starting to try to feel a little bit better, and then I just saw this. You know, I said earlier that Kyle was overconfident, was making me nervous.
Yeah.
Some callers are. Our own Jack Fritz tweeted this. Given how scary the Rams now are to everyone in the national media, I've never been more confident that Sunday is going to be a blowout. Let's grow up. All right, so that's right.
Jack don't like the Eagles, man. Like, Jack.
He can't run from those allegations, can he?
He can't. He don't like the Eagles, man. He just, you know. He don't like the Eagles.
I sort of agree
that I
think
it's like Jalen.
It's going too far the other way. Now all of a sudden the Rams are like, watch out for the Rams. Like, okay.
Well, I get it though. They're a team that's won a Super Bowl. And there's not many teams in the playoffs that are Super Bowl winning coach and quarterback, right? They kind of fit the profile
That's cute, but they're 10-7 in a bad division.
Well, they are. They did start 1-4, though. I mean, if we put context to it, right?
Well, like, started 2-2.
I know, but the Eagles are looked at as obviously a Super Bowl team.
Well, they should be. That's where I think, here's where I think Jack's point is correct. Like, now all of a sudden the Rams are just like the watch out for team. We're just the better team. And I think people are more leaning into the whole narrative that, you know, the Rams been there, done that, where now they're starting to forget just how good the Eagles have been this year.
And perhaps ignoring what they did to them in November.
Of course. And you could say the Rams are a different team than that week. But you could argue the Eagles are too. I mean, both teams have only lost one game since then. The game the Eagles lost, our backup quarterback was in.
That it is. I mean, you're right. Since September, they haven't lost at all with Jalen on the field for a full game. 215-592-9494. Aaron's up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia. It's Fired Up Friday.
Is it?
Is this supposed to fire me up, Aaron? I need a little juice, need a little energy here.
Joe, I got to tell you, you know, I listened to you and you've gone from negative Nelly to nervous Nelly. You know, you, the way you've been acting lately really reminds me of a character from the cinematic masterpiece Rocky Balboa, where Rocky's son is crying about how the world isn't fair and he's gotten a raw deal and everything like that. And I'm going to tell you what Rocky told his son. This world is a mean and nasty place. And if you let it, it'll beat you down. But you know what, Joe? That's how losing's done. And our birds aren't losers. Winning isn't about being at the top of the mountain and throwing for 400 yards and running for 100 yards. Winning's about what you do when you get knocked down. And that's why Jalen Hurts is a winner. All he did last week is rise up from the concussion protocol ashes and let his team out that tunnel and nailed the coffin shut for the Packers season.
Too late now.
I'm going to put the Rams on notice right now. Kyle, you got the music?
There's no easy
way out. Rams, what?
There's no shortcut. Give me Batman and the emergence of intellectual Batman. AJ Brown, you go with your bad self, educating yourself. And the gangrene defense 2.0. Rams, there's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. You're going to have to take it like a man this weekend. Let's go. E-A-G-L-E-O.
Aaron, appreciate the phone call.
No, we appreciate the phone call. That was... Need to work on that, though.
So I have to critique that.
Need to work on that, dog. Need to work on that.
I love the premise, right? I love when we throw the Rocky stuff in.
Yeah, but that song right there.
So, but he went to one of my favorite scenes in any of the Rocky movies, which is Rocky with his son, right? And they're outside, and he's basically telling him, it doesn't matter how hard life hits; it's about getting up, right? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, about how hard it is you get up. Yeah.
But he didn't even drop the best line of it. It ain't about how hard you hit, it's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you could take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
That was saying, and just as a side, when Kyle plays a song, in order for it to hit different, you gotta be louder than the music.
Yeah.
Y'all.
Well,
like
so,
that, you know what I mean?
And I know you were sitting there calling for the music. Aaron had already prepared me for what he wanted to do.
I kind of killed the bit a little bit, but I apologize, but
all
still.
Right. Also, how do we feel about using two different Rockies for the analogy? Because it was in Rocky Balboa, and then he went back to Rocky IV. I mean, you confuse
I mean, that's
people.
Okay, because Rocky plays well here, so I'm not
No,
too
I know. I mean, I'm all for the Rocky stuff. It's just...
Yeah, so we could mix movies.
We mixing them?
Yeah, because one of my favorite lines is, look here, woman.
Oh, no.
Clubber?
Hey, he was like, hey, woman, look here, woman.
Clubber would have been canceled so quickly in 2025.
Nowadays, he's
the real man.
Oh, yeah.
We're about the franchise. Doesn't just have to
be. I know. I'm just trying to follow it. And I'm picturing older Rocky with his son. Then all of a sudden, we're back in Rocky IV. And it's no easy way out.
Yeah, we need to start pumping that a little bit.
Well, now I'm waiting for Kyle to drop the, you know, I'm afraid. I mean, because that's how I feel.
I'm afraid.
I'm afraid.
That was you last week.
And it was you last week. He was terrified. He didn't want to admit it. At least I'm
I wasn't terrified. I'm afraid. I was the one that told y'all that Jalen was going to be rusty. Then y'all the ones that didn't see it coming. I tried to help y'all out.
Well, that's what I'm doing today. I'm trying to get everyone just to calm down and expect a tight game on Sunday. And I got everyone saying, oh, it's a blowout. And Jack over there saying it's a blowout. I mean, does that make you feel better that Jack Fritz is calling for an Eagles blowout on Sunday?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Let's go to the phone lines here. Ken and Cinnaminsa. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So, first of all, let me get this out of the way. There is not going to be 4 or 5 inches of snow, okay? I am guaranteeing you no more than an inch and a half of snow on Sunday. And it probably won't even really start to accumulate until the sun goes down. So I'm looking at the Euro model for snow right now on my computer, which is the most accurate model by far, and it is the main model that is used for forecasting snow, and it has been consistent all week long, right about an inch. They use two models, the Euro and the GFS. They hype the GFS because that keeps you tuning into the local news every night as they forecast snowmageddon. Just to get it, put a little perspective on it for you, last Saturday night, remember we had that little coating of snow overnight Saturday night while we were all asleep?
Yes.
This time last week, the GFS was calling for 30 inches of snow that last Saturday night. So all meteorologists know that the GFS is broken. Rely on the Euro. There won't be more than an inch and a half of snow at the most.
Okay, so that makes me feel better. I wasn't really looking forward to the drive home after the pregame show in the snow, so I like that. But I would like a snow game. I mean, that's fun to watch.
That said, it doesn't matter. They could be playing this game on the sun. I don't know why all of a sudden we are turning this version of the Rams into the greatest show on turf. That Green Bay team was actually a better football team than this Rams team. That Green Bay team that just came in here last week. Now, Matthew Stafford's a better quarterback than Jordan Love, but that Green Bay team was a better team. That Green Bay defense was a better defense. You really need to go to like electric shock therapy or something like that and have that Monday night game just erased from your brain so you will not be convincing yourself that there is any possibility that the Rams are going to rack up 9 sacks against this offensive line. And I know OG Wade's got his 4-point system. I'm going to give you my 1-point system because it works every time in every game of football that's ever been played. Win the line of scrimmage. You win the line of scrimmage, you win every time. The Eagles are going to win the line of scrimmage. I don't know what it is you think you see in this Rams game that has you so terrified. I am not dismissing the Rams. The gap between the Eagles and the Rams is just that big. Like, now, you know, the Rams are – Kyle said it perfectly. I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth in a sentence. But Kyle said it perfectly. The Rams are the team that everybody, oh, look out for the Rams, look out for the Rams. The Eagles have been that team since week 5, okay? So what's hotter, winning your last 5 games or winning 12 out of your last 13?
Well, 12 out of 13, of course. I mean,
the only game that you lose, your quarterback gets knocked out in the first quarter, and you still win the game. If Devontae Smith doesn't drop a pass that he catches 99 times out of 100, 999 times out of 1,000, probably. So, Joe, I don't know what I need to do to make you feel better, other than the fact that I feel better by the fact that you feel worse.
Well, that's what I'm here for, Ken. Then my job's done for the day. Ken, we appreciate the phone call and the forecast. Can I ask a question to everyone then? So, Ken, and I think a lot of people are making the gap between these two teams huge. And I will say right now, the Eagles are better. The Eagles are a better team. They obviously should be favored. How come there's 2 games this week where another team is favored by more than the Eagles? Why aren't they favored by more?
The Eagles?
They're only favored by 6.5 points. So they beat this team by 17. Like, Ken painted me as overreacting to the Rams' resurgence here. Why aren't the Eagles 7.5, 8-point favorites in this game?
Probably because of the weather. Well, even though, you know, you talk about the game up north a little bit further, it's about what's the point spread with that one? It's a little bit higher.
No, with the Baltimore?
Yeah.
They're favored by 1.5 over the Bills.
Okay.
So the two bigger spreads this week are Lions are 9.5 over the Commanders, and the Chiefs are 8.5 over the Texans. Like, why aren't we that much of a favorite over the Rams?
Because I would say, you look at these two teams and the weather, I would think mostly factored into this game would probably be the weather with the Eagles.
Like a lower scoring game?
You talk about Kansas City. Like, let's be honest. And, I got family in Houston. A lot of people thought Houston wasn't supposed to be there.
Oh, they're not very good. But neither are the Rams, right? Like, the Rams are like the Texans a little bit.
I think, because the quarterback. I think it's the quarterback and the coach.
Then that's it.
It's the quarterback and the coach and the inclement weather.
They're the fear point.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think 6.5 is insignificant. I think that's a pretty decent point spread for the postseason.
Sure.
But we can also go back to, this might have something to do with it, the last time we played them, when we were on the road, we were -2.5.
Mm-hmm.
So that's adding 4 points to the 2 for home field and then 2 more. So I don't think that's, I don't think that's low, to be honest.
But the resume, if you didn't know anything about these two teams, one team was outscored this year. One team won 10 games. One team has a 100-plus point differential. They've won 15 games now.
Yeah.
One's at home. It looks like it should be over a touchdown. Well, something's weird about it.
So, it could also
maybe
have a lot
weather.
It could have to do with the fact that, the Eagles didn't particularly play well last week and the Rams did.
Well, that's...
Yes. Didn't think about that part. Yeah, that too.
That's fine. I think that's fair. But I'd still hammer the 6.5.
I wouldn't, because obviously I think it's a close game.
Alt spread -10.
Oh, no, stop that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to David, who's up next on WIP. What's up, David?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good,
thanks,
David,
for taking my call.
You got it, buddy. What's up?
Not much. So I've been listening to you guys. I'm a diehard Rams fan ever since Eric Dickerson. And I have a little bone to pick with you, but more or less it might be more with Eagle fans and the guy who took my call on the show. It feels like we're getting a lot of disrespect for my team. It seems like, Eagle fan thinks we're playing a JV team on Sunday. And, I got to be honest with you, you guys definitely manhandled us the first game, no doubt, on both sides of the line. Not to make excuses, but our offensive line was in flux. New guys, moving guys around. Our defense is now playing much better. Tyler Higbee's back. And we do have the coach and Stafford. So the lack of respect that I think my Rams are getting is a little bit insulting because we do have a chance to win this game. And it is going to come down to the run defense on our team. You guys got, a great offensive line, much better than Minnesota. But I think we're getting a little disrespected, guys.
So David, with everything that you just said, how am I being disrespectful? Because you just said we kicked y'all ass. So what am I supposed to say after we kicked y'all ass to give you respect? Help me out. Help me do the show. What am I supposed to say about your team that you just didn't say?
Okay. So, that did happen the first game. And it could easily happen this game as well. But the difference is it's playoffs, Hugh, and I think that there's no doubt that we're going to be scheming the game much better than we did. Verse and Young were over-pursuing to the left and to the right, and they weren't staying in their formation, staying where they're supposed to. We do have another linebacker back, and I do believe that we're going to call a much better game than we did. We got out-coached as well. So one thing McVay is a master at.
Damn, you're giving me more ammo, not to be disrespectful.
More ammo is getting humble. But I think you guys are being – playoffs is a different animal, Hugh, and you know that. And I think I'm going to be calling back on Monday.
We hope you call back on Monday.
I doubt
After you take this ass whooping, that's
gotta
fine.
Say I doubt
we,
it.
We respect that.
If you call back and it's an ass whooping, you're one of the first ones up. David, we appreciate it. Actually, listening to a Rams fan, that's the best call we got all day in terms of making me feel better. He didn't scare me. That guy didn't scare me. I feel better now. You guys did nothing.
I'm telling you, they don't have a shot. They have no chance.
Talk about being disrespectful.
They have the better coach and quarterback in the game. They have a shot.
I don't care.
See, I was just turning the corner, and then I have to hear that they have no shot.
That's what I'm here for.